I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Asia Beebe's back in the headlines, and I'll share the latest updates in a moment. Plus, a new children's ministry tool is providing more gospel opportunities. That story in a couple minutes. But first, rumor has it Asia Beebe has relocated to Canada. However, Pakistan's government officials haven't released information detailing her exact location or when she left. What seems clear, though, is that Beebe can start the process of moving forward with her life. For those who followed her story, Bruce Allen with FMI suggests that it's time to let her go and not try to find her.
It's not going to be helpful for Asia Beebe, and we really don't benefit from it either. The only people who would benefit by that specific knowledge would be the people who are still hunting her down to kill her.
Beebe's acquittal and relocation does not signal the end of blasphemy laws in Pakistan. In fact, those laws are still in place and continue to be abused. Beebe's story, though, has put a global spotlight on them and the need for reform.
There are scores of Christians languishing in prisons inside Pakistan who have been charged with blasphemy. And that automatically carries a death sentence upon conviction.
Bottom line, should we rejoice about Asia's release? Absolutely. But there's still work to be done. Pray that Pakistan would change the blasphemy laws and pray for encouragement and wisdom for Christians in the country. If you want to encourage the Pakistani church, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, imagine living in a conflict zone. How would you serve people who are trying to escape it? This question pulls at the body of Christ throughout the Middle East as they wrestle with old feuds, politics, and what it means to live Jesus' love. Sometimes it starts with the grace to do. 21 years ago, the Shepherd Society, a part of Bethlehem Bible College's Community Outreach Center, started providing food and medical treatments to less fortunate families in the Bethlehem area. Headed by Sari Zidane, he says,
"This is our vision, to help anybody who knocks our door. I want them to know that we care about any single person in this whole world."
And today, the work has grown to include refugee aid. Earlier this year, the Shepherd Society took a group of volunteers to neighboring Jordan for outreach.
We visit them at their houses through a church there. We hear their stories. We tell them our stories. We give them food packages and blankets or anything they need.
They also take the time to share stories from the Bible and offer to pray with the refugees. And speaking of prayer, would you pray that through the Shepherd Society's work, God's love and truth would be made known? And over the years, World Missionary Press has produced children's coloring books that have Bible verses in indigenous languages. Now WMP is revising those books so they can produce even more to reach more kids. WMP's Helen Williams tells us,
"We had to produce them out of house because they didn't fit on our press setup. It was not for that size in that particular book. So the decision was made to revise them down to a smaller piece and to redo them and make them more available so that we could print them here. So instead of paying 22 cents a copy, we can print them for less than 10 cents a copy. We can print more, we can print them here and get more out."
The coloring books are giving hope to children everywhere. William says after the Chernobyl accident in Ukraine,
"There were children, a lot of children that were affected and in hospitals and all this, and they asked us for coloring books. And we heard stories of children that was their only possession. And as they went from hospital to hospital, they clung to those coloring books as their only possession. And the pictures and the words in them were life at that time. We heard a lot in South America of the pages being taken out, colored, and then they were put on the walls in the homes as reminders for the children to read and to see, and just tremendous opportunities to reach the heart of a child."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free resource called The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. This free book will only be available to the first 300 signups, but with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. It's a reminder to pray, so get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.